with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Biden and former President Trump both looking to solidify their reelection bids in Super Tuesday voting, as voters in 16 states and one territory cast ballots.
Biden and Trump are the front runners in their respective parties, and that trend is expected to continue. But neither will be able to claim the presumptive nominee title after Super Tuesday's voting. The earliest that could happen is next week for Trump, or later in the month for the president.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Political analyst Chris Galdieri says a Super Tuesday sweep by former President Trump would get him a lot closer to the nomination.
If we are at the end of the vote counting on Super Tuesday talking about how Trump has basically swept the Super Tuesday states, it's really tough to see how this ends in anything other than a Trump nomination.
SRN News will provide special reports throughout the evening, and live wall-to-wall election coverage and analysis begins at 5 p.m. Eastern Time at salemnewschannel.com. Also at srnnews.com, Alabama lawmakers facing public pressure to get in vitro fertilization services restarted in the state. Donna Warder with the update.
The Alabama House of Representatives and the Senate are debating legislation today to protect IVF providers from lawsuits and criminal prosecution for the, quote, damage or death of an embryo, end quote. Many IVF providers in the state stopped providing services to patients after the Alabama Supreme Court ruled last month that three couples whose frozen embryos were destroyed in an accident at a storage facility could pursue wrongful death lawsuits for their, quote, extrauterine children, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. Israeli Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz in Washington on Monday, meeting at the White House and raising concerns about Vice President Kamala Harris's call for an immediate ceasefire in Israel's war with Hamas terrorists. Across America, polls suggest evangelicals are strongly in Israel's corner. And in Dallas, Pastor Jack Graham has declared his unwavering support for Israel.
You can't negotiate with terrorists. And so I would call upon every Christian and certainly pastors to support Israel and to pray for the hostages and their families, and let's eliminate the terrorists and those who would destroy Israel. Because once Israel is down, if it goes down, and it won't, God said he will preserve it. But if Israel goes down, then it puts the whole world in the crosshairs of these terrorists. And they're coming for Christians next. So it just won't end in Israel.
Jack Graham, senior pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, which recently hosted relatives of Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas. This is SRN News. Voters in San Francisco weighing in on a pair of public safety measures on Tuesday's ballot. One proposition would compel treatment for adult welfare recipients who use illegal drugs if they want to receive cash benefits. The other would grant police the use of drones and surveillance cameras, among other increased.
Still not clear if spring break will take the hint. After three straight years of spring break violence, officials are implementing month-long security measures aimed at curbing the chaos. The city warning visitors to expect curfews, DUI checkpoints, and arrests for drug possession and violence. At the same time, business owners are concerned they'll lose money during one of the busiest times of the year. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.